Germany's Autobahn is one of the last largely unregulated places in that highly regulated country. But high oil prices and a series of tragic accidents have some politicians there rethinking their attitude toward the Autobahn. As Kyle James reports from Berlin, there's now talk of a speed limit.
It's easy to get a taste of high-performance driving, German style. Just take the next freeway entrance. But be sure to stay out of the left lane. Unless, of course, you're one of those drivers cruising down the freeway at 140 miles per hour or faster, often in a car made by BMW, Mercedes, or Porsche. According to Jochen Hövekenmeyer of the AVD, Germany's oldest automobile association, high-speed driving is seen by many here as a fundamental right.
It's a kind of freedom. It's like you're in America, have your weapons. No politician in America may forbid weapons. It's a kind of American way of life, of freedom thinking in America. And in Germany, our weapon is the Autobahn without speed limit. And I think we'll never get a speed limit.
But that might be wishful thinking. For the first time, politicians from almost all of Germany's mainstream parties are calling for drivers to slow down. They want to impose a speed limit of 80 miles per hour on the autobahns.
I believe it's simply a reasonable thing, a symbol of mature civilization.
Ernst Ulrich von Weizsäcker is the chairman of the Environmental Committee of the German Parliament. He points out that Germany's neighbors all have speed limits, and that an 80-mile-per-hour top speed would have many advantages.
This is simply reducing accidents. It also reduces stress, and it's good for the environment. We do lots of things to force industry and households to get carbon dioxide emissions down. Why shouldn't we do the same for cars?
But according to the Automobile Association's Hövekenmeyer, cars and the car industry play a special role, not only in German hearts, but in the German economy as well. 18% of jobs are either directly or indirectly related to the automobile sector.
Ask your American people why they are buying German cars. Because German cars are built for high speed. And our jobs are coming from the car industry. And they always sell a lot of cars all over the world because we have no speed limit.
In the past, discussions about speed limits were received by the public with a mixture of scorn and derision. But a survey out last month found that about 50% of Germans would support a limit. Part of the change of attitude has to do with some high-profile accidents. One in particular last year involved an aggressive driver who tried to force a woman out of the fast lane by driving close behind her while going over 140 miles per hour. The woman lost control as she changed lanes, and she and her 2-year-old daughter were killed. The incident caused widespread anger among Germans. This highway rest stop outside Berlin doubles as a meeting place for motorcycle enthusiasts. Even among these lovers of the open road, like Sabina Marschner, there's a grudging acceptance that Autobahn speed limits are probably in the future.
A speed limit is appropriate, especially for the safety of younger drivers. For me, I'd say we could get along without a limit because we can estimate how fast we should drive. But in general, and for safety reasons, it'd be better to introduce limits, unfortunately.
There is also an economic incentive. With gas prices in Germany climbing to around $5.30 a gallon, speed is increasingly being sacrificed for good gas mileage. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.